Life-size radio plays are written and directed by Robin Karakash. Give peas a chance.
Welcome, book lovers. I'm Bill, the owner of Bill's Bookshop, and today I have the pleasure of welcoming two guests who are launching their latest book right here in this bookshop. So may I offer a very warm welcome to Easy Peasy.
Hello, Bill. I'm so pleased to be here.
And to Sweet Pea.
Hello, Bill, and thank you for having us. We feel like VIPs.
It's my pleasure. Now, Easy Peasy and Sweet Pea, let's talk about your book that you've called Give Peas a Chance, which I have to say has a lovely pea green coloured cover.
Thank you, Bill. We hope our book will in some way help to achieve World Peas for All.
Really? World Peas for All. That is a great goal to aim for. I have to say you two have really been like two peas in a pod for quite some time. Tell us about what life was like as brother and sister inside your pod.
Well, I'm sure Sweet Pea will agree with me when I say that we had a very happy childhood surrounded by a very interesting family.
And could you tell us a bit about some of your interesting family?
Well, Bill, there's our sister called Pea Brain. She's such a funny one. She is the smallest in our family, but I have to say she really isn't very good at very much.
No, indeed, but Pea Brain is so chirpy, unlike other family members. For instance, there are the black-eyed peas, two of them. They're always so grumpy and so snappy, and they're always looking for a fight at every chance.
Yes, those guys really did end up with black eyes quite often. That's how they got their name. It's lucky we had Easy Peasy here to act as peace keeper. He was able to give us all peace of mind.
So would you say these black-eyed pea brothers of yours were really a piece of work?
Yes, Bill, I would say that. No wonder they ended up where they did, in a prison facility. Apparently, with the help of some pea shooters, they are escapees now and on the run from the authorities.
Bill, may I take the opportunity to say to the black-eyed peas, if they're listening, to turn themselves in? We know we can help them get through their foggy pea soup life.
I agree with Sweet Pea on that. We know we can try and appease them.
And then there was our other brother. His name was...
Did you say Pea? Ping Tom?
Yes, he was the quiet one. He was always trying to see out of the windows of our pod and believing that life on the other side was much greener.
One night, when the pod accidentally left open, Peeping Tom just took off. We woke up and he was gone. Do you remember that day, Easy Peasy?
Yes, I do, Sweet Pea. Unfortunately, we heard afterwards that he had rather a short life.
Oh, is that so?
Apparently, he came to a very sad end when he choked on a meat pie topped with mashy peas. Peeping Tom always wanted to appease himself. He was not really a team player at all. May he rest in peace.
And are there others from your family that you'd like to mention?
Yes, indeed. We're quite close with our sisters called Hippie and Peanut. They are our two famous alternative lifestylers.
Are they the two who now stay in their very own TP?
Yes, that's them. They're rather peculiar. They have decided they like living in a TP. They're always in search of their own inner peace.
And how about your other famous sisters, the chickpeas?
Ah, yes, the chickpeas. They're always fussing about their appearance. Mind you, after the hours they spent soaking in water, those girls were rewarded with such smooth, shiny skin. Now they look so good, selling their recipes for healthy skincare everywhere. They're just like champions.
And do you remember the day when you two first stepped out of your pod? Would you say you had a bum pea ride?
Well, at first we were very reluctant. We were the last two peas left in the pod. You see, we had heard so many stories about how people mightn't be eager to accept us.
We were so pleased to get help from our friend in the next pod. She's called Split Pea.
Really? And how did Split Pea help you?
She shared her experiences with us in such a pleasing and supportive way.
You see, Split Pea has struggled with identity problems for a long time. It wasn't easy for her to be, well, split. But once she accepted that and faced the world bravely, her life changed for the better.
And now she's a famous trapeze artist in a circus.
It's so good to hear that you had such support to help you leave your pod and step out into the world. And now you've written your book, Give Peas a Chance, and I'm sure it will be a bestseller.
Thanks, Bill. We do hope to peas.
So what's next for you two? Do you think you have peaked yet?
Not at all, Bill. If it's all right with you, we would like to make a special announcement. Don't we, Easy Peasy?
Yes, we sure do, Sweet Pea.
Really? You want to make a special announcement here in my bookstore? Please go ahead.
We would like to announce that next week we'll be presenting our very own, very exciting podcast.
A podcast? How peachy. And what will your podcast be called?
We have called it the Peabodies. And all we are saying is give these a
chance. Easy Peasy was played by Adam Stockeld, Sweet Pea by Jen Biggs, and Bill by Peter Short. Bite-sized radio plays are written and directed by Robin Karakash and produced at the studios of Highland FM 107.1.